Hello, friend. I'm so grateful that you're here. You're listening to Your Spin Out is Gorgeous, a podcast of communion, a place where we connect within the full spectrum of humanity. My name is Natalie Q, and I'm your host. I'm a mother, a lover, a friend, and your fellow human. What I want to offer you is liberation from the cultural foists, the narratives that are thrust upon us and guide much of our experience here on the planet. I'm with you on your journey of unlearning. What if everyone you knew was pursuing a life of whole self-integration, witnessing and offering thanks for all that they are, warts and all? That's not just self-care. That's true, unconditional self-love. And I want to be there with you as you set your life and all the things that aren't serving you alight. With you as you bravely consider life from another perspective. Let's explore all things humanity without the veneer, together. Life examined, not just the pretty parts. You in? Let's do this. Friend, how are you? God damn, why am I always recording this at 2 a.m? Cinderella doesn't get her chores done on time. Time management is an issue, exacerbated by coronavirus. That's my best Cardi B at 2 a.m. I actually recorded a little intro with my daughter, Lane. I thought it would be fun to do like some of my mom spin outs as an introduction to this episode, but I gotta be honest, oh my Lord, I'm not sure she got the entertainer gene. I'm not sure she got the clown gene or the Coney Island pitchman gene. Must be recessive. Shit. What are we gonna do? I think even she would know. I was like, boo-boo, that, I don't mean to be a stage mom, but that was atrocious. She takes it in good stride. I really didn't do it like that. I was just like, oh, that was a bit flat, but it's kind of funny. You know, I got to embellish my stories. Anyway, it's been a wacky and wild week riding those waves. It's sort of weird. I love my double life with my kids every other week and then being alone, and I can be so full of work and creativity and get everything done. But it is a bit odd during coronavirus. I got to be honest. So bear with me. Thank you for your patience. I really do miss being here. I have so much zest for the podcast. I've got about a million people knocking down my door on every kind of goddamn social media through different ads that I've posted for guests and different ways that I connect with guests. And I just haven't even had the energy to do any pre-interviews. And I do love the interviews, but I knew that I was going to just come on and give a preview of the meditation channel. Anyway, so I wasn't interested in piggybacking on an interview with a meditation or a, you know, meditation with an interview. So here I am just saying a quick hello. I don't want to post. I want to maybe somehow, do I need to wait till my daughter's 21 and feed her 3 shots of tequila before we talk about all the stupid, harebrained, asinine ways I have spun out as a mom? Again, I'm just bringing an eye toward what I would want to listen to. I am a podcast fiend myself, but I am not listening to as many podcasts. I am jarred within my mind, body, and spirit at times, and there's just only so much information that I'm interested in or can take on. I have it playing and I'm just zoning out. I am staring at the wall. I am off in goddamn space. So I'm just trying to bring you something that is something I would want to be listening to right now. I'm sure I've said this 3 weeks straight. But today, yes, I'm bringing you the meditations. This has been so fun. And this is one of those silver linings of the moment we are in right now, where you dig a little deeper and you say, who am I really? And what other talents can I maximize? What can I do? What does the world need? What resources do I have? And this was one of those things that was just like, duh, you dumb bitch. Did I tell this story last week? I probably did, of like having the other microphone on eBay 4 years ago and loving meditations. I've always got so many compliments on my voice. I think the first one I ever got, I remember it clearly. It was the week I started my freshman year of college, and someone told me I had a great voice, and I was like, what the fuck? No one's ever told me that. And I have received that compliment so many times over the years, but never so much as starting the podcast. So the fact that I never thought, oh, I love guided meditations. That's something I'm into. That's something that I use a lot. Here I have a microphone. I have a voice. I'm a writer. I can write them. It's a lot of work that actually goes into it, but I'm really, really pleased with the way in which I can just start and begin to improve. I really wanted to, case in point, leave the meditation called Loving Kindness, which is such an amazing, fun way to meditate. It's really short, it's only like 10 to 12 minutes. And that one's posted live on YouTube. I'll leave the links, but it's a style of meditation where you ground down into yourself and you offer yourself a lot of love and grace and tap into your higher power, whatever that means to you. And then you picture someone that you love and you offer them love and grace. And then you picture someone that you just occasionally see in passing that might catch your eye and you offer them love and healing and grace and good vibes. And then you think about someone that you're having conflict with. I'm telling you, and it might be obvious, some of the people that I've done that meditation for, I have walked away from doing loving kindness meditation with tears rolling down my face, just so moved by how much love I can still offer to someone that I don't readily get along with. So, and that's weird for someone like me anyway. Shouldn't I get along with everyone? What the hell? But I don't, and that's okay, because that's its own kind of trauma. We'll do a whole intergenerational trauma of not getting along when you're a peaceful, zen, nice, genuine person. That's its own head fuck, but that's another topic for another day. But anyway, I wanted to post that one because I love that style. But I got back from the editor today this mantra about money and how much of us are having really funky money stories. We are wilding out on our money thoughts and fears. And so this is a style of meditation I've also done over the years when I really need to calm the fuck down about my money fears. And just same as like if you go back to the intergenerational trauma episodes with Michael, and if you're resonating with what I'm talking about money stories right now, go back to those and you can maybe trace back the roots of your own thoughts and attitudes about money. And these guided meditations where you're speaking directly to your subconscious about these things and trying to heal them might be beneficial to you, because I know that they have been beneficial to me. And I listen to a couple different styles as far as like, is it for nighttime? Is it for daytime? What's the time limit? So what I'm doing right now is on some of them, I'm going to record them for daytime on a short version, which might be 10 to 15 to 20 minutes. And then I'm going to loop it up for a longer daytime version, if you have the time to meditate for 40 minutes. If you don't, that's cool too. But I also like this style of meditation for some of the nighttime meditations that I listen to that are like 3 to 7 to 8 hours long. And so I know that nobody really actually, obviously, doy talks for 8 hours. You freaking want to kill yourself. So you just, these are looped up for an 8-hour loop. And I try to let the meditations go as long as possible. But you know what? Hopefully you would be asleep by 20 minutes anyway, and it's just going through your subconscious. So when I also get my shit together, let's offer ourselves a lot of grace right now. I don't even know when that'll be. But when it is, I'm going to do a contest on my Instagram for some sleep headphones. I love my sleep headphones. I've posted about them before. I am angry that I need 3 goddamn pairs of headphones. I've got the nice ones that I'm recording with now that I listen to my techno to. I've got a 911 operator headset, because this $500 fucking piece of shit doesn't have a very good microphone. for talking and nobody can understand me. So I bought a 911 operator. And I was like, oh, great. Thanks a lot. I need a third pair for a night, which is these little headphones embedded within a nighttime face mask. I am telling you, if you are not sleeping well now, or if you had sleeping issues before, or if you anticipate having sleeping issues after this, these are a game changer. You can go buy your own. If you want me to leave a link in the comments, maybe I will. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be smart about it, though. I'm going to write a blog post about it and link it in my blog so that you have to go to my website, nataliequ.com. But you might as well go follow me on Instagram now, at Natalie Q, in anticipation of this contest, because I am going to get my shit together very soon. Bear with me. Any hoodle. I used to say any hoodle in the 90s. That's cool. Retro. Bringing it back. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to leave you with this money mantras meditation. I hope that you love it. I hope it serves you. I hope it helps you soothe and ease your concerns about your money story. You might even actually have a lot of money and still have a funky juju in your money story, because it's not really about how much money you have. It's about how you perceive the money that you do have. And is it abundant? Is it prosperous? Or does it feel finite and scarce? This is about lack mindset versus a lot of people use lack versus abundance. I like lack versus enoughness. We have enough. There is enough. There is enough for us all. We can be wealthy and we can be happy and we can do good with our money. And me having the money that I need doesn't take anything away from you. And we can be expansive for each other on our money stories. So I hope that if you're resonating with any of this, that this meditation offers you great healing and soothing. And I'm going to leave some links in the description as well. I am mostly going to try to push this affirmations and meditation co on YouTube, as I said, but I have listed it through Anchor as well. So yes, I do have three podcasts now. This one, Your Spin Out Is Gorgeous, the ASMR side project, which I have also put an ASMR affirmations podcast live, and I'm going to keep going with that as well. And obviously those two projects are riffing off each other very, very good. So if you like the affirmations, if you like the meditations, you want to try them in ASMR, I'm going to keep uploading those there. And I hope that you love them and get some value from them. Without further ado, here is the meditation. Have the best week of your life. I'll be back here next week with an interview, and we'll sort of be back to our regularly scheduled programming. Thank you again for your love, patience, comments. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your 5-star reviews. Thank you for your comments on Instagram. Thank you for your messages through my website. So, 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 so appreciated now and always, and be well.
Welcome. Find a quiet space and relax into a position that offers you maximum comfort and tranquility. Breathe and let go. Witness your chest rise and expand, not with your eyes, but with your senses. Float your breath in and out, and prepare yourself for an expansive experience and journey. As you exhale, soften your body and relax deeper. You are a powerful creator and an energetic being. You are imbued with many gifts and talents. You are a magnet for all that you desire. And you are worthy. So as you relax even deeper, begin to repeat these mantras in your mind. I am a magnet for abundance. Today is filled with opportunity and I will seize it. Prosperity comes to me in expected and unexpected ways. Money flows to me freely. The universe is conspiring to bring me wealth. I release all resistance to attracting money. I have a wealth of time and rest. I am worthy of being compensated for my good work. There is always more than enough money in my life. I naturally attract good fortune. I work smart, and my work makes the world a better place, for which I am well rewarded. I am financially free. Manifesting more money comes natural. I embrace new avenues of income. I allow my passions to perpetuate good in the world through my wealth. I am grateful for my prosperity. My positive attitude is attracting money to me now. My income exceeds my expenses. Money falls into my lap. Money comes to me from unexpected places. I deserve to be paid for my skills, time, and knowledge. The amount of money I am capable of earning is limitless. I am grateful for my positive relationship to money. I know how to manage money wisely. I am time rich. My actions create constant prosperity. The universal supply is infinite, and there is plenty for me. My income increases constantly. I know there is ample prosperity for all. I am wealthy in more ways than one. I can easily imagine myself having limitless abundance. I live the life of my dreams. I am generous. Wealth is a positive expression of divine energy. I am connected to the universal supply of money. Prosperity within me, around me, abundance within me, and around me. Money is appearing in my life through many channels. Abundance comes to me in harmonious ways. I have plenty to share with others. I am successful in my work. My financial situation is always improving. Piles of money are at my doorstep. I am confident in the universal supply. I am wealthy. I enjoy prosperity and share it freely. I deserve the best, and it comes to me now. My thoughts are prosperous. I am grateful for my abundance. I am a powerful magnet for wealth. Money flows freely to me. All of my fears about money are dissolving. My needs are met with ease. I am prosperous in everything that I do. I am grateful that I can help so many others with my wealth. Money flows to me like a river. My thoughts about money are joyful. I know that the resources are infinite. Being wealthy gives me joy, happiness, and peace of mind. Money is always appearing. Business is booming. I love my work and I am well compensated. I know that by being successful, I'm not taking anything from anyone. There is not a finite supply on wealth. I have a lot of abundance. Everything and everyone prospers with me. I am so grateful for my prosperity, and I share it freely. I attract prosperity with each and every thought that I think. I release all negativity around building wealth. I am surrounded by prosperity and abundance. I am on the right path. I am accumulating wealth. I am grateful to know that good people deserve a lot of money. I relax into abundance. Money in the hands of good people is an amazing thing. We can solve so many problems with great abundance. I am powerful and successful. All of my needs are met. I pay all of my bills with ease and still have so much money left over. I am thankful for my abundance. I get so much joy from thinking about how much good I can do with my money. I allow good things into my life. I am worthy of enjoying my life. I am free to do the things that I love. prosperity is drawn to me. I am a powerful magnet for success and wealth. I am worthy of the abundance that I desire. Thank you for my prosperity. I am growing, expanding, and thriving in my work. Everything good comes to me easily and effortlessly. I am open and receptive to all of the wealth life offers me. I am worthy of the abundance that I desire. My joyful feelings attract abundance. The universe always serves my highest interest. Being wealthy gives me joy, happiness, and peace of mind. I am so grateful I can be so generous. Every dollar I spend and donate comes back to me multiplied. I am grateful for what I have and the abundance that's on its way. I am connected to the universal supply. I am grateful for my job that allows me to live the life that I desire. My abundance is limitless. I have multiple revenue streams. My income is constantly increasing. There is plenty for me and everyone else. I am rich in rest and time. I am grateful for my positive relationship to money. My potential for earning is unlimited. I am worthy of being paid well for my talents and my time. Money comes to me. Through perpetuating good in the world, I am well compensated. I am always having new ideas for how to make more money. I am generous with more than my money. I create prosperity for others. By being successful, I invite others to be successful with me. I am seizing the opportunities of today. The universe wants me to be wealthy and generous. I am responsible with my money and resources. I use my money for good and worthy causes. I help so many people with my money. My money is a tool to teach me how to be a better person. I am relaxing into greater prosperity. abundance happens for me now. I am grateful for the people who have helped me get to where I am. I am grateful that I have so much to share.